It's time to receive the ministry. Are you ready? You are not ready. Let's close the service and come back tomorrow. I'm not seeing excitement now. Now, can you rise up and let's welcome Reverend Kayode Oyegoke. Reverend, you're welcome.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. My dream of diocese is fulfilled. When I began to come here, it was just a building that has no... I remember one time I was preaching here in the night. Insect came here and beat me behind. We were struggling to keep me okay. Just to tell you, and then I had in my heart, I had sincerely, I said, God, when I had prayed, believed the Lord, that we will be like this. And to my major, very main amazement, when I was coming in, I was looking at the tiles, they are like stone. I said, God, you have helped my brother. I saw the inside, it's well tarred. Inside, I was just looking what God has done. Sorry, don't be angry, I'm talking about building. It is a lot to me. How many of you appreciate what you are saying? Pastor, you have tried. My brother, you have really tried. I thank you, you didn't give up. Thank you so much. Mama, thank you for helping him, holding him. Please, help me appreciate Pastor. Help me appreciate him. This ministry will grow from glory to glory. This ministry will keep on moving on. Hallelujah. And breaking boundaries, it will prosper. Thank you so much. Pastor Beno, thank you. Please, let us have our seat. Hallelujah. Pastor Bello and the wife. Pastor, tango for you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the teamwork. Thank you for the spirit. I want to thank Mama Akinola, as Pastor has actually introduced her, just to let you know that my heart is... It's with you, man. Thank you so much. You are looking beautiful. Sound hallelujah. I came in with Benga, Pastor Yola, and Michael Gwoye. Please let me appreciate them. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads to pray. Father, we thank you. We worship you. Thank you for this year. The hortosis, thank you for the prosperity of your work. Thank you for the spirit of grace. Thank you for testimonies we've been counting. Lord, and I'm sure by the end of this program, we'll have every cause to rejoice. We're already rejoicing. Father, thank you. Thank you for words that have been spoken to us today. I just want to say, Father, Lord, we will not come here and go back the same way. We will change. Thank you for the ministry of changing us from glory to glory. Father, I trust you for help and utterance. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping this ministry. Thank you for the work you are doing here. We give you the glory. Let me be able to help. Help me tonight to also team up with workers, laborers, to help this vision. Help me. Help me, my Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Do we have people who interpret tongues? If you can, please. We will need your help. Thank you. Hallelujah.
The Lord is saying that He's bringing forth His word, and the building that He's doing now is at left the ankle level. He said He's bringing us to the place of a new, that everything will be taught in this place will bring us back to the place of fellowship. That is where we are going to find expression, where we are going to learn how to walk in it day in, day out. When the kingdom will become a thing we live, it's not a thing we only preach, it becomes what we do. That's what the Lord is saying.
Thank you, my brother. Hallelujah. Open your Bible quickly. I will read from the book of Psalm 51. I just want to x-ray the life of a man who preached this kingdom, what he did to receive the kingdom and he hand the kingdom. Open to Psalm 51. Are we there? I'll read from verse 17 on. Let's start from verse 16. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I will have given it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou will not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build out the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar. Let's see Psalm 50. Verse 8, I will not reprove thee from thy sacrifices or thy burnt offering to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor ye goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle upon the thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I will not tell thee, for the world is mine, the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls and drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon Him in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked God saith, what dost do? Thou to do to declare thy status, thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth. Since thou hatest instruction and casted my words behind thee. Praise the Lord. I want us to 51, 50 leads to 51. I just pick verses there. Now, verse 7, 6. Now, chapter 51, verse 6. Behold, thou desire truth in the womb. In what parts? In the hidden parts. Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop. I shall be clean. Wash me. I shall be whiter than snow. make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, blot out all my iniquities, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Then restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from guiltless, from blood, guiltlessness. O God, thou, O God, my salvation, my tongue shall sing aloud, and of thy righteousness, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. That's when it leads to this, for thou desirest not sacrifice, or else I will give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God, this is what is called God's own sacrifice, is a whole broken spirit, a broken and a contrite, O God, you will not despise. I'll read again, the sacrifices of God, a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite, O God, thou will not despise. You will not despise. Let's see Isaiah 66. I will read a lot of verses. Let's read scripture. Posse of the Lord, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you've built unto me? Where is the place of my rest? For all those things that my hand made, those things have been, see of the Lord. But for this man, this is the type of man, I will look even to him that is poor. Even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, trembleth at my word. Him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. And you will understand that all these things are God's sacrifices. This was the psalmist's breakthrough. David had a breakthrough to real sacrifices. So he wrote them down. Said, these things are higher than sacrifices that men can offer out of their own self and imagination. Bones, anything, effort we can muster from our self to give to God. But God has his own method of sacrifices. Hallelujah. Burnt offerings. Praise God. You remember he called them. He said these are God's sacrifices. Not so. He says a broken spirit. A broken spirit is equivalent to a broken heart and contrite spirit. A broken heart and contrite spirit. And God said he doesn't despise such. Remember in Isaiah, he affirmed it again. He said to this man, will I look? Not so. He that is of a broken heart and a contrite spirit, I will not reject. Hallelujah. To this man will I look. So a broken spirit and a broken heart, or a contrite spirit, a poor spirit, broken spirit, contrite heart, are all sacrifices of God. Mention. Shout hallelujah. Are you blessed? Am I with you? Can we say amen?
Amen.
I won't despise it. God is awesome. Shout hallelujah. So God is saying in Isaiah, I prefer a broken spirit to heavens. I prefer it to the whole earth. But no space, it's qualified for me. No place, it's fit for me until I see it. God is saying if a man is reaching these things and he asks them, he comes to them. it will come to such heart. So remember how we break sacrifices on altar, we tear it, we break them, spread them on altars, both our primitive altar and altars, even in the Old Testament, which the Jews built for God. Anything that is sacrificial must be killed, it must be broken, it must be torn, blood will let. It's a sign of heart that is broken. It's a sign of heart, of spirit. Spirit there. When you say spirit, it's not talking about your human spirit. The spirit there is attitude upon heart. Attitude upon heart. That when God sees, wherever where he is, if God is in heaven, and upon the altar is laid the contrite spirit and a poor spirit, it pulls God. Now, so it means my heart can generate a spiritual attitude, for God is a spirit. Bulls are not spirit. Goats are not spirit. But what is spiritual is what God takes. God says, I don't eat bulls. I only manage you through a whole season. I want you to imagine the amount of animals that have died by the Old Testament. All of them put together is not equal one broken spirit. If a broken spirit is weightier than heavens, God says, I want a place of rest. I found none. Hallelujah. God say, heaven is not it. I have considered it. I have checked it out. But look at me. If at all I'm looking for a space of expression, I will prefer that it's a broken spirit and a contrite heart. God say, I won't despise it. And I'm going to say, I won't reject it. It's a sacrifice God can't reject. So God takes us into a place where we are broken, just to come to us. I am saying to you today that the beginning of God is God's sacrifice. God can't begin with you at all, because I'm talking about beginning of God. I am not talking about just being born again, like Pastor Bello has spoken. I'm talking about dimension beyond new birth. Hallelujah. It's a dimension beyond the new birth. Shout hallelujah. Say it again. Say amen.
Amen.
I'm sure you are following me. There is no room, there is no kingdom without these things. You can't get kingdom by affirmation and accent and anything. It's sacrifices that get the kingdom to come. Without these sacrifices, there is no kingdom. This is Jesus' priestly ministry. Secret of Jesus' priestly ministry. Jesus knew the secret of sacrifices. Shout hallelujah. Can we see Hebrews chapter 10? Let's see verse 5. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he seeth sacrifices and offerings. Thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In the Old Testament, in my ear hast thou opened. If you're going to take it from Psalm, where it was taken out from, you have opened my ear. It says, in burnt offering, sacrifices for sin, thou hast no pleasure. Let's see. And said, lo, this is it. Lo, I come in the volume of the book, as it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. There is no kingdom without doing God's will. So it's clear, the kingdom of God. Everybody say the kingdom of God. Shout it again. It's God's will. The implementation of God's will in your life brings the kingdom. So it's called thy kingdom. It's not our kingdom. It is his own kingdom. Praise God, sir. I think I'm online, not so? Everybody shouts, it's not our kingdom. It is his own dominion. If at all we are looking for his dominion, we have to follow the pattern or lay down again by him. Say amen.
Amen.
Can we read our Lord's Prayer? To me, it's one of the most profound prayer ever prayed. Can we read it together? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. What happened? Thy kingdom come. Thy what again? Thy will be done on earth as it is what? Done in heaven. Give us this day. And what? As we walk again. Hallelujah. What the next verse? Let's see the next verse. Into temptation. For deliver us from evil. Hallelujah. Are you seeing deliverance from evil? After deliverance from evil, then what is the next thing? It means the kingdom we are receiving, it is still your own kingdom. Shout hallelujah. It's not your dominion. It is his own kingdom that becomes ours. He's giving us the kingdom. Thine is the kingdom. And what again? And forever what again? This is a kingdom prayer. Hallelujah. Can we say thine is the kingdom? What again? Before is thy kingdom come. But when we have done all those things, the kingdom is still dying. The kingdom we are receiving is God's own kingdom, not man's kingdom. Everybody shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. I love that word, thy kingdom come. What am I looking for? Let's see scripture. Hallelujah. Open to the book of Luke, please. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Luke chapter 4. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God is great. Worthy to be praised. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Matthew chapter 4. I'm so sorry. And from that time, verse 17, Jesus began to preach and to say, this is Jesus, repent. 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 Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let's see. Verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He preached the gospel of the kingdom and at the same time healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases among the people. So, the summary of the gospel of the kingdom is that repent. Repent. Hallelujah. For the kingdom of God is what, sir? Or the kingdom of heaven is what is at hand. Repent. Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Why repentance? There were Let's go to basis. I think we should revisit basis. John chapter 3. Jesus said, Nicodemus, a certain man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So that tells us the new birth is mainly or essentially for the kingdom. New birth gives me capacity. It's a power to see the kingdom and to enter into the kingdom. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. So no man can see the kingdom without new birth. When you are regenerated inside of you, hallelujah, when you become born again, it's for one purpose. It's for to see the kingdom. Not so much. It's for to see the kingdom. Like Pastor Bilu said, some things concerning many things we have taught, Christianity, it's meant for. But no, Christianity is far weightier. That is an issue of the kingdom. It's not a religion. It's a dominion. Not human dominion. It's God kind. It's not earthly. That's why they call it kingdom of heaven. Praise God. Thy kingdom come. That's why it's not here. It has to come. It has to come. And when it comes, it's possible for it to come, and you may not see it. So, seeing the kingdom takes you. We receive mercy and grace to see the kingdom. The word see means discern. Another word, understand. It's possible. So, if you don't understand the type of the kingdom, you won't see that kingdom. When I understand the dominion type, or what kind of dominion God has, why understand it? Because the kingdom is beyond human human composition, how a man is constituted. The kingdom is higher than man, even higher than angels, talkless man. So that is why one has to be born again to see the kingdom, to understand the kingdom, to know what the kingdom is. When you now understand the kingdom, then prepare yourself for to enter. Now, to enter what you have seen, shout hallelujah. I hope you're hearing me. To enter what you have seen, to enter means ready to do what you are seeing. Ready to do what you are seeing. Shout hallelujah. With all apology and humility, it's possible to be born again and go to heaven and you may not enter the kingdom. And you can even live a righteous life and you may not enter the kingdom, because the kingdom is beyond your righteousness code. It's true. Many righteous men, many kings, this blessed pray to see the kingdom, but they did not see it. So it's beyond our standard. It's God's own thing. So the kingdom is even messy. It has to come. When something is coming, you can't go there. It has to come. It's higher than you. When we're praying for it, thy kingdom comes. You must pray so that this kingdom will come to man. And if this dominion isn't coming to man, man is not actually free. Do you agree with me? The man is not free completely. Entrance into the kingdom is entering into liberty, entering into freedom, gaining liberty, gaining liberty, receiving liberty. Whether we like it or not, every man, when you're born, we're born into a dominion. Into a dominion. Please, can we shout it? Into what, sir? It's called the dominion of darkness. Dominion of darkness. both kingdoms. There are two major kingdoms. The rest are not kingdoms. Everything below this dominion, are you listening to me? They are puppets of their masters.
The actual dominion are spiritual.
They are unseen. The kingdom of Satan is unseen. The kingdom of God is unseen. Even unbelievers does not know is under the kingdom of Satan. The day your eyes discern the kingdom of God, you will know you have been under a dominion. Everybody shout hallelujah. So when Satan is giving dominion, maybe somebody is becoming, having influence on earth, you remember? Ruling capacities and all kinds of powers here on earth is not true. It's not true. It's a lie. It's passing away. Satan is not a fool. He will never share his kingdom with anybody. He won't share his seat and authority with anyone who does not bear his image. Shout hallelujah. I think it's good. That is not what I'm going to teach, but let me just, so for the purpose of scripture, open to Revelation 13, the beast rose out of the sea. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Are you all blessed? Say amen. This may be one of the most complex things I will say. I will go back to the nitty-gritty, the how of the kingdom. Like the prophecy said, the interpretation of that man, what God wants to do is for us to come into handling and then so that we can make it our daily living. That's what I'm teaching. Shout hallelujah. I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. Seven heads, 10 horns upon his own, 10 crowns upon his head, 10 the name of blasphemy. You understand? Do you know that the hand of our faith and the reward of our sincere work with God is that we will bear the name of the Father? So this is a name given to a man who had fulfilled all satanic will. This man had insight, a dark revelation on how to please Satan. Do you get me? Everybody shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. So when you kill a goat for Satan, it doesn't move him. When you kill animal, he's serving demons. But when you go for acquisition of Satan's name, look at the reward. Let's see what happened in the next place. Shout hallelujah. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leap, where his feet was at the teeth of a bear, mouth as a lion. And dragon gave him all the powers, his power and his, look, he gave him, and the dragon gave him his power. Satan has never done this before. He gave him his seat and great authority. He's never shared this before. But this man came into a place where he bore Satan's name. He wore Satan's name. This name of blasphemy belongs to the dragon. Are you getting me? And how do I know? The characteristic of heads upon the man is the same head upon the dragon in chapter 12. Let's see the book of Revelation chapter 12. The head, 10 heads, 7 heads, 10 horns are expression of a name. Let's see. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great dragon having 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his head. In 13, the beast 10 horns was crowned. That tells us that Satan wasn't having full access into mankind, but this man will have all his horns crowned. He will have all his horns. What Satan couldn't do, he would do it. Satan is a spirit, but this is a man in the flesh whom Satan would teach. Hallelujah. Say, Satan would teach him. What would Satan teach him? How to sin to the uttermost. As God will save you to the uttermost. That is why they can't. Satan will not give his seat. Satan gave him his seat. He gave him his power and great
authority. The Bible will not be lying. If it's not so, it's going to come to pass. So what did this man do for Satan? The man learned how to acquire all satanic stature. Satanic stature is also a name. And it's by a will. Are we helped here, seriously? So let's go back to the Bible. I quoted one place before now. What was it, sir? Huh? Hallelujah. Where did I just quote it? Huh? John 3. Thank you. So a certain man be born again, he can't see. But a certain man be born of water again and of the Spirit, he can't enter. So seeing and entrance are two different things. For Father, you are born again. Listen to me. And you are sincere. The whole lot of our people, good Christians who have been born again, zealous, and they obey God. Listen to me. It's possible to obey God below the kingdom mandate, and you are accepted of God. God is, you see, when heart is sincere and pursue God and live holily, listen to me, is accepted with God. But listen, entering the kingdom is a different ballgame. It's a dominion thing. You must agree to God's own rules and standard. The kingdom has what is called its righteousness. So that righteousness is embedded in the will. Can we say it again, sir? The righteousness is what, sir? Embedded in the will. Can we say the will? Can we shout it, every one of you? Please, can we hallow it to Jesus? I just said something. I said the righteousness is what, sir? It's embedded where? In the will. So, remember what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5? It is not all those who say unto me, Lord, 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 that shall enter into the kingdom. At that day, but I will say unto them, because they will profess, many will come to me and say, Lord, in your name I have casted out demons. In your name I have prophesied. And in thy name have I do many mighty works. I will profess that I never know you. You that do walk iniquity. I say, it is thus who we do the will of my Father. Doing the will of who? Who is where? Where is our Father? So there is something about the will of God and man. It means the will of God is not something a man can easily do. The will of God is sacrificial to man. That's why I told you about the law of sacrifices. Telling you, will is actually the heavenly kingdom booklet of sacrifice. Kingdom, what's a booklet of sacrifice? Huh? The program of sacrifice. That is where you obey. There. Obedience is better. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That's the way. And to hearken than big ram. Fat of ram, mighty ram, robust ram, fattest of them all. To hearken to God is better than fat of rams. Open to 1 Peter chapter 3. Verse 22. Let's see. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22. Who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers are being made subject to him. Is that the last verse? Is that the last verse? Hallelujah. Let's see. Can we see? Let's see 19. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Jesus after he went to hell. He didn't get out of hell. He still preached to spirits in prison. These spirits were disobedient in the time of Noah. Verse 20, let's see. which spirits were, what, sir? Some time were disobedient. When once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls were saved by water. Then the next verse. Hallelujah. Let's see. The light figure we're onto is even baptism. The light figure we're onto, even baptism, which doth also save us now, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. If it is filth of the flesh, we will just become like the Jewish in the Old Testament. Now, let's see. What is the method? How God try hearts. God wants you to make sacrifices. But the answer of a good conscience towards God, you tell how good. If you say, this man is a fantastic man, God will beat his hand and say, are you sure? Let's put him to test. He will give him a will, a sacrifice code from the volume of the book. Let's see. Can he answer me? Can he get it done? Answer of a good conscience. Meaning, when you are answering, it means your conscience is good. So God tests every conscience. He tests every heart. It must be a good conscience towards God. That is how we are safe. That's what we are saved. To be saved there is kingdom. Answering of a good conscience towards God. That's why you can't live by faith when conscience are wrecked. Open Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 9. Verse 19. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 19. Holding faith. Are you getting me, sir? And a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. I won't do well in faith when my conscience is not good. When I wreck the process of conscience training. Because the purpose of faith, look at me. Faith is the only method of discerning a man. Faith is God's method of knowing a man. Any man he calls, when he's calling you by faith. And when you're answering him, you're answering him by faith. God does not trust works. He only trusts conscience. He gets things done when heart is doing it. That's why he doesn't search hand. He searches the heart and tries the reins thereof. God balances away his faith. So faith, it's beyond asking God and getting things from God. Faith is a school of the kingdom. No man God gave kingdom in the Old Testament. Go and check it. He taught them faith. Because he that must come to God must believe that he is. And once again, because when God is calling you, he's saying, Shadu, he's telling you, he has something in mind for you to do. He wants you to do faith. What have Abraham, our father, had found? Abraham found faith. He did it. And he became the father of many nations. So faith is an awesome thing. Faith is a gift. When it cometh, kingdom has come. Pastor said it, Pastor Shea was saying, he said, religion was many things, but until Martin Luther came and said, the just shall live by faith. Kingdom has come to the world again. For how many thousands, hundreds of years, centuries have passed, light was not on age, it was dark age. Until the word came. Kingdom always come. Kingdom always come. And when it cometh, Martin Luther did not disobey. He became energized. God gave him grace to obey faith. Sir, I did it. Martin has not obeyed faith, we will not be here today. He will be in the, oh my God, we will be in the jungle. And the Europeans will not have seen light. And Africans will have been bound in darkness. Your obedience has a lot attached to it. So you think you're obeying God for yourself? God is actually a businessman. When he's calling you, he's seeing thousands behind you. By one man obedience, many were made righteous. By one man disobedience, many were made sinners. Maybe you don't know, by your obedience, many will be made. And by your disobedience, a lot will never see light. A lot is tied to you. Obey. Obey. That's why the issue of the kingdom, like I said, is sacrifice. I know it's by grace. But grace cometh for to sacrifice. How many of you know that grace is also an energy for to do God's will? An energy to obey God and be blessed of God and do that which is unthinkable. Let me tell you something. Can you shout the joy? Say it again. All of you shout it, please, I beg you. Shall live what, sir? It's difficult for somebody who is not just to live by faith. Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. Come and do what people are not seeing. That is the sacrifice. Man, we are validated by, we are comforted, and we are more trusting and confident when something is common. But when something is not born, is not in our sphere, the kingdom of God is still strange till today. Look at me. We are still scratching it. The kingdom of God is still strange. It's still alien to mankind. The kingdom of God is still alien. What we've known about the kingdom is still a scratch, it's a bit. It's eternal, Pastor. It has to come. It has to come. So when you think you've gotten the kingdom, I said, without sacrifices, there is no kingdom. How many of you believe that, sir? What are the sacrifices of God? Every one of you. Open to Matthew chapter 5. What I'm teaching today, I feel we should also look at this aspect. Not just only unveiling, but at the same time, instructing. I want to be very instructive today. Open to Matthew chapter 5. You know, Jesus was teaching about repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What am I repenting from, Pastor? It means I have been using a kingdom before. Okay. For life, for issues. I have been governed because, listen to me, every dominion pay wages. When I serve a kingdom, I have been paid. When scripture says the wages of sin is death. So I am I serving sin. The kingdom of Satan is the kingdom of sin. It's what is here on earth that is prevalent. I am not negating works of the flesh, not to be seen. But there is something called sin. Adam did not fornicate when he sinned. Adam disobeyed. So there is something called sin. Sin is beyond our fallen characters. Yes, sir. Sin is a way of life. And sin is the method by which the kingdom of Satan rules mankind. Sin is actually help. Sin provided help for us. And we click to it to live our life throughout the century we are having here. Imagine 100 years, hallelujah, and a man will live and die without knowing God. Or somebody will live and die and said, on earth, as I am, anything that is not bringing money for me, there's no need committing myself to it. That is sin. You see, that profit is sin. Are you seeing that profit thing? It's sin. Sin also pay wages. God also pay wages. But the gift of God,
everybody shout hallelujah,
is what, sir?
Is eternal life.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
So sin is dominion. Sin and death are dominion. I can rule in Asurok as long as sin is reigning on me, I'm not free. So sin is seated on different thrones. Am I coming? So a true king is he who is free. Pastor, a true king is he who is putting flesh under his feet. Because sin rules flesh government. So can you break free from flesh? So that's what Jesus came to bring. Remember they told him that certain Galilean were 40 who are fighting, who are zealots, are fighting for your being king. Jesus said, go and tell them, if they die in their sin, they want that. If they do not repent and die in their sin, they are in trouble. They will perish. So don't fight for me. Listen to me. There is another king that is called sin, which is invisible. Why will Jesus not overthrow Herod? Where Herod was sitting on was Jesus' bona fide throne. Yes, now. That was the reason of David. Herod was ruling Jerusalem. He was an Edomite, the son of Esau. He wasn't supposed to sit on the throne. You know, he called Jesus, remember? He was intimidated by Jesus. Because the true ruler has come. His father wanted to kill Jesus. Because the true son of David is born. I don't know, madam, I'm talking to you. But the angel told Mary, God will give him the throne of his father, David. It wasn't talking about Israel's throne. That one is already sinful. If Herod can sit on it. It means the throne is low. Jesus wasn't looking for that throne. David left the throne when he sought for the ark. In between the cherubims. In thy temple I will behold the beauty of the Lord. When he was asking for that, he was asking for the kingdom. May we praise God. Then like David, a man after God's heart, who would do all God's will. May we be people who do the will of God. Please don't leave this place. The office is not meant to come and just make you feel one kind. It's to release will doer. People who will be able to engage in the will of God and get it done. Shout hallelujah. Thank you. You had it, sir? Yes.
It's time to break forth. It's time to break forth. The dominion of flesh must be broken. The work of the flesh must stop. The oppression of flesh is anti-kingdom. It's time to break forth. Break forth and get liberated. Break forth, for this is not your ordination. My ordination is the kingdom, where you rule over the flesh, where you dominate over the flesh, where the work of flesh shall not have dominion on you. Break forth. You have stayed so long in it. Break forth. Break it forth. This is the reason why I bring the kingdom. This is the reason why I call you into the kingdom. You have to break forth. Break forth the flesh. Break it forth. For it is you who will break it forth. I've given you the grace to break forth. I've given you the spirit to break forth. Break it forth. Break it down now. It is now that it must be broken down. Fear the Spirit of God.
Look, thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Let me just follow the Spirit, sir. I want to follow the interpretation of tongues. Luke chapter 3, please. You agree with me that John was saying the same thing Jesus said. Repent. Not so. It's not easy to repent from a dominion. Not so. Eh? To turn. The word repentance means turn from using darkness as a way of life. Start using light as a way of life. It's not easy to relinquish darkness hold. Sin is not attached to us. Only just as a commitment of us breaking rules. Sin appears also to us as help. It comes to also give us opportunity. That is what the ungodly will do. And that is actually the meaning of the ungodly. Sinners are those who are practicing with sin. Those are the people that did not repent when Jesus came. The prophets. And they are actually holy men in Jerusalem, not so. But the publicans, the ones they call sinners, they repented. But the ones that held to the norm of Israel, those who guard the oracle, they were sinners. Because sin raised them, and sin has taught them. John called them brood of vipers. So when kingdom came, they couldn't see it. Because woe is the man that put his hand, trust in the arm of flesh. Because when good cometh, good that cometh is the kingdom. He won't see it. We shouldn't stay in flesh. Sin is a pitter to make you a flesh man. Sin is he who molds man as flesh. When he was made a living soul. Before you get to chapter 6, he was become flesh. What destroyed crocodile could destroy him. Water that took birds took him. Water that killed lion swept him away. Because he has become flesh. Seeing that man is become flesh. He is corrupted God's ways. That went on until John. We thank God for men who broke out of flesh in season and times. Who war against flesh. Those are the ones God refers to as king. Not kings of the earth. Kings are men who serve the will of God in their times. So when Jesus was talking about kingdom, hallelujah, he is talking about real kings among men that search for it. They looked for the kingdom. As I tell you, many prophets, many kings want to see this kingdom. But listen, to hear what you are hearing, but it's not granted to them. Blessed are your ears and blessed are your eyes. Are we all blessed? Say amen. Amen. Are we in the book of Luke chapter 3? Yes, let's see. Quickly, I will end with Matthew chapter 5. Now the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Euteria, and the region of Trachonitis, Licinius, the tetrarch of Abilene. Let's see. And Annas and Caiaphas being high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. The word came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. This one is not flesh, it's a living soul. This one was a living soul. He has broke out of flesh. He was filled with the Holy Ghost from mother's womb. He was trained to have dominion. He lived in the wilderness from childhood and ceased to be flesh. Everybody shout hallelujah. Look at what he's saying. You know no flesh can talk this talk. Let's go to verse 3. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching baptism of repentance. You know, he was also teaching, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Where is that? Jesus picked it up. Repent. Jesus taught the kingdom until he now said, the kingdom of God is within you. How? Jesus has brought the kingdom down by words. Now let's say amen. And he came into all the country about Jordan preaching baptism of repentance for remission of sins. As it is written in the book of Isaiah, the prophet saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, the rough way shall be made smooth. Let us read together. Shout it, every one of you. So you can see, they came for flesh. They came for flesh. So the answer to flesh is the kingdom. Then we need to call for the kingdom. Salvation here is called kingdom. Not so, sir.
Yes, sir.
Salvation is not going to heaven. Salvation is get emancipation. Breaking forth out of flesh. Don't remain flesh. If not, the serpent will eat you. It's been commanded to eat dust. It's going to eat you. The purpose of church is to make kingdom people. Set them free. Let them cease from being flesh. Terminate flesh life. Raise them out of flesh. Make them free. To be free is to cease from being flesh. It is possible. We have a covenant that can do that. Because we have a covenant based upon better promises. We have an high priest who can save us to the uttermost. Matthew chapter 5. Then is where we rest our case. I will soon close, please. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain. When he was set, his disciples came unto him. His only disciples who go up to the mountain. Flesh remain in the valley. May you are coming. This, the outpost is a mountain.
Yes, sir.
Would you thank of Pastor Shei? The outpost has been doing it when it was difficult. The outpost is a mountain. It's a mountain. It's a mountain. Mountain must remain mountain. Yes. To go and pray on the mountain, that's not mountain. Real mountain is height of teaching. Height of discipleship. To discipline means get them out of flesh. Why? Because what makes flesh is the law of sin and death. And what a disciple knows, hallelujah, is law. It's a binding testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. Because I will seek the law, will hide in flesh from the house of Jacob. Jacob is dust. Jacob are Christians who are still flesh. And God is keeping it because all they are asking for is goody-goody and milk and then granola and all kinds of things. But God says, no, I'm looking for people who will learn the testimony. So mountain experience is what, sir? His kingdom. That is, now, there is no dominion without his constitution.
Yes, sir.
There is no dominion without law. So when giving us law, he's making us what, sir? Kingdom men. Law destroy man. A law. A law. We must address the wrong law. If we don't address the wrong law, people will remain the same. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying, I saw this. I saw it as a breakthrough. It's a blessed are the poor in spirit. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Meaning, poor. How do I have been poor in the spirit? I must have been broken. When you are full of yourself, you are not a kingdom candidate. When you think you know, you are not a kingdom candidate. They won't teach you. He resists the proud. He giveth grace to the humble. He giveth grace. He will give grace to the humble. Create within me a new heart. Renew within me a right spirit. Don't cast me away from your presence. The kingdom won't come to you except you make sacrifices. What gets the kingdom is a right heart. And I can tell you, the more of poor spirit, if you are rich in it, the higher the dominion. Blessed are the poor. For you to be poor in spirit, you are blessed. I am blessed. Thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Father, bless your children today. Bless them. Bless people. Yes. Let there be a breaking forth. Let there be a breaking forth. Let there be a breaking forth. Let the Spirit, let your Spirit rest upon them. Let your spirit, is it spirit of flesh, shall have your spirit. Let the spirit that causes dominion to find expression. Melihizana honda. Thank you. Thank you for being merciful. Ha ha ha. Thank you. Honor to you. Hallelujah. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me light and showed me something. Let me tell you what Jesus told me. He told me I was schooled in the school of sacrifice. I am taught by my Father to sacrifice. All this kingdom attitude are sacrifices of the kingdom. Not so? Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we begin to thank God? Let's begin to thank God. Let's begin to worship Him. The Spirit of God has taken over. I want you to get, express yourself tomorrow when the Lord gives. Or go ahead and do it tomorrow. Receive baptism. Let there be a turning of the heart. Thank you. Eleme Shivreno Alakastazna Arenet Tostenda Aramaka. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In a mekara de kesto, elasisiyam,
Jesus, high priest of good things to come, engineer in our hearts that can take your kingdom. You said it, since from the day of John the Baptist, your kingdom suffered violence. Only the violent take it by force. Your violence, our violence, are the forces of sacrifices. Mereketa, teach us how to sacrifice. Take us to mountains of sacrificial. World, help us to sacrifice. Teach us to be meek. Make us thirsty. We trust you for hunger. More of hunger. After righteousness. Thank you. Tonight, Father, we are asking for grace of your Spirit to rest upon us so that we'll be powerless doer of your will. I pray for insight. Let us see the program. Let us comprehend what that which brings the kingdom down. Let us see the mandate in your dominion. Expand our sight. Give us discernment. Give us discernment. Give us help. Help our understanding. Cleanse us from darkened understanding. Help everyone here. Help us all. I preach of good things to come. Help us. Help us. Yeah, it is not easy to turn the heart of a man. But the heart of a king is in the hand of the Lord. Eternity is wherever he wills. I pray that there will be massive operation of the spirit of Elijah that will turn the hearts of the father to their children. Hearts of the children to their father. I pray for turning for the sake of dominion. Let us see. Let us have. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. I want us to take one prayer point again. Provision has been made to migrate out of flesh. But the pathway is still blood. The pathway is still closed. Pastor Ogi said in the morning, please listen to me. Please listen. If it took Eve to see so that she can fall, you will need to see so that you can enter. You have not seen yet. You need to see that pathway. He said, narrow is the way, and only few find it. How many find it? Only few. Can you ask God? I want to be among those few. I want you to open my eyes. I want to see that way. He says, see, they will not comprehend.
Yeah, you are having a glimpse of it, but you have not seen it yet. Lord, can you do a work on my sight? These eyes need to open. I need to see that narrow path that leads to life. I need to see that path. I have not been conscious of it. I may even have been passing it. I may even have been talking about it. I may even have sat by that path. I may even have gone around it. But I need to find it. When you find it, your mind will lock in. You will log in. Your attention will log in. Nothing else will matter around you. Nothing else will attract you. When Eve saw that fruit, every other fruit in that garden had no meaning to her. She had lost interest in every other fruit except that fruit on that tree. That's the power of sight. You and I must see it. When we see it, we will know. It will change everything about us. It will affect our diet. It will affect our taste buds. It will affect our worldview. It will affect our ambitions. It will affect our relationships. It will affect our prayer life. Lord, remove the scale. Don't let me go like this. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. He said the kingdom, this life of the kingdom is that of sacrifice. I don't know whether you are conversant with sacrifice. But definitely, if you are having problems releasing anything in your possession, you are going to have problems with sacrifice. Can you pray and ask God, can you give me grace? I want grace. So that I can offer the right kind of sacrifice. He said, a contrite spirit. A contrite spirit. He said, the Lord will not despise. The sacrifice of a contrite spirit, it will not despise. Lord, I need grace to offer you the right kind of sacrifice. By mercy, help me to offer you the right kind of sacrifice. Some people think they are doing God service by offering them fleshly sacrifices, thinking that God will be happy. Lord, deliver me. Teach me. Grant me grace. Grant me help. Grant me help to offer you the right kind of sacrifices. Grant me help to offer you the right kind of sacrifices. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. Can you lift up your hands and just thank God for tonight? Just appreciate the Lord for tonight. Thank God for what God has done. Thank God for what God has done. Thank God for what God has done. God has done a great work in our midst tonight. We are grateful to you, Lord of heaven. We thank you for your servants. Thank you, Father, for the sight. Thank you for the utterance. Thank you for the understanding. Thank you for the instructions. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for touching our hearts.